Okay, so this is a sicha from Pasha Shmais Tovshin Nun Beis, and the Rebbe quotes the Medrash, explaining why the Shvatim are mentioned in the beginning of Shmais, that they came to Mitzrayim. Over here, it's introducing the Golos of Mitzrayim, how the Yidden started being forced to work, backbreaking labor, and the Shibud, and the difficulties that they went through in Mitzrayim. We know already from last week, it says a few times, the names of the Shvatim that came down to Mitzrayim, so why does it have to go through them in the beginning of Pasha Shmais? And so the Medrash says, Hashem Gulas Yisrael Nizkeru Kan, because each name of the name of each Shevet shows on the Gula, and it goes through each name, how it indicates the Gula of Mitzrayim, or Matan Torah, Kriyas Yamsuf. And by Yosef, he says that he talks about the additional Gula, which is the future Gula, the Gula Asida. He brings a pasuk, Yosef Hashem Shenis Yadai, etc. So the Rebbe asks, aren't we talking about Golos Mitzrayim, coming into Mitzrayim? So why does he talk about Gulas Mitzrayim? That we should say for later. When it's the time for Gula, talk about how the names of the Shvatim hint on Gula. Now the subject is the Golos Mitzrayim, the Shibud Mitzrayim. So let's just talk about that. Now, there's another Medrash, a little similar, that says that because they didn't change their names, they merited to the Gula. So the Rebbe says, we don't have a problem with that Medrash, because the reason why it has to say it, talk about it here, is because Davka, when they're going into Gullus, when they're in Gullus, and Davka, and straight from the beginning, already from the beginning, they're already careful with their names, and in that merit, they had the Gula later. That's fine. So this is the right place to talk about that. Their Aveda and the Zchusim in Gullus Mitzrayim. But over here, the Medrash that we started with over here, just that the names of the Shvatim, Hintangu'ula, just the names alone, Hintangu'ula, that's problematic, because that's out of place. It's not what we're discussing here. Not only that, but as mentioned, Yosef's name hints on the Gula Ha'asida, the Gula Hamitas Vashlema. That means we have to say that not only are we hinting over here the Gula Bechlal, but we're hinting on the Gula Shlema, Dafka, when they're going into Mitzrayim, we're hinting on the Gula Shlema that's going to happen thousands of years later. And that's even stranger. And also, whatever that answer is, we have to know we'd like to know what the lesson, we need to know what the lesson, Teirem Eloshen Hira, is in our day-to-day life, in our Aveda. So the Rebbe says in Ayiz Beis, the Nekuda is that really Habayim Mitzrayimah, the Golos itself, is an emison Gulas Yisrael. The Pnimius is Gulas Yisrael. The Golos is only, the Yerida in Golos is only Bechatzainius. But the Pnimius, even in the Yerida, you really have the Aliyah and the Gula from Mitzrayim, and even more, the Aliyah and the Gula, Amitas Vashlema, the future Gula. So we're saying that's why the Medrash says Hashem Gulas Yisrael Nizkeru Kan, because Bepnimius, in Golos you really have Geula already happening. And since Gulas Mitzrayim continues afterwards, all the Golosim are called Mitzrayim, and Maskirin Nisiyas Mitzrayim B'chol Yom. So you have Golos Mitzrayim afterwards, because every Golos is like Mitzrayim, and every Gula later is compared to Gulas Mitzrayim, and we mention Gulas Mitzrayim every single day, Maskirin Nisiyas Mitzrayim B'chol Yom, and Chayav Adam B'chol Dar V'Dar V'chol Yom V'Yom, Chayav Adam L'Rezas Atzmi Kilo Hu Yotza Hayom Mitzrayim. Every day we're going out of Golos Mitzrayim. So we have to. So we learn from this that even in the present Golos, we have to draw the Gula Yisrael, and not only the Gula from Mitzrayim, but also the future Gula Amitis Vashlema. To explain it, we will be going on and on, and we'll start with the last Mishnah in the first Perek of Brachos, which is a very fundamental Mishnah. We think it's just a simple Mishnah, but there's a lot to talk about, even in Pashto Pshat, there's a lot of questions. What is going on here? Like, who's saying what and who holds what? And what the Chassidish Pshat is, and what the whole story was, how it's connected to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and the day that he became a Nasi. It's very interesting, and there's plenty to talk about, and this will help us understand eventually, so we could really appreciate how really in Galus Mitzrayim, even coming into Mitzrayim, you already have Gulas Mitzrayim. But when that's Vashtein, back in Dambir and Damlatz in Mishneh, Parakam de Brachis. We'll understand this by first prefacing an explanation. The last Mishnah in the first parak of Brachis, V'mizoktes Eichem Dem Nusach HaGadosh Shal Pesach, we even say it in the HaGadosh Shal Pesach. That shows how important it is, how central it is in the subject of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria says, Haryani Kiven Shivim Shana, I am like 70 years old. V'lezachisi Shatayam Yetzias Mitzrayim Ba'leleis, and I did not merit to understand, or for a source, why we say Yetzias Mitzrayim. In other words, the parsha of Tzitzis, which has Yetzias Mitzrayim at night, we say it in the day. We understand because it's part of Matis Karsim Tzitzis Chomeres Mitzrayim Kol Yemechayecha, right? Every day. But who says it has to be at night? Asha Drasha Ben Zema, until Ben Zema came and darshened, the pasuk shenemar, like it says, L'man tizker, seem tizcha, meretz b'shrem, k'il yimecha yecha. It could have just said, yimecha yecha, which is hayyamim. K'il yimecha yecha, l'havi alilais. The word k'il adds nights as well. V'acham eim, now come say, yimecha yecha el ma'zeh. No, yimecha yecha refers to el ma'zeh. Before the golamit tzvash lema, when we're still under the effects of the Gulas Mitzrayim, so that to us is our source of our day of salvation, our day of freedom. Why we're free now? Kol Yemechayecha, we add Kol Yemechayecha Lahavi L'Meis Mashiach to add the days of Mashiach. Since it's going to be a Gula later, so maybe we could forget about Gulas Mitzrayim because anyways we would have we had the Gula Mitzvah. But that's what accomplished the status or the state of redemption at that point, which is a much higher state of redemption. So that began by the Gula Mitzvah. That's going to begin with the Gula Mitzvah Shlema. They don't need Gulas Mitzrayim. So Zakt Rashi says, the Chiddush is, I'm say that still, nevertheless, you mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Even in the days of Mashiach, we still have to go back and recognize and appreciate Gulas Mitzrayim. Why? We'll see later. But even this is the Pashto Pshat. We know that the Gulas is going to be much greater, so therefore the Yetzias Mitzrayim pales to that. And nevertheless, you do mention it when Mashiach comes. Okay, so Zakt Rashi says Rashi Kiven Shivim Shana. Abdullah ben Azari didn't say I'm 7 years old. He says I'm like 7 years old. Kevar ha'yisi nireh zaken, I already look old, even so early. Lezaken mamish, but he really wasn't old. Shabbos alav, seva yaim shaviru rabin gamliel ben isin yusai. Old age came on him early. The day that they removed rabin gamliel from his position as Nasi, Yuminu, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Nasi, and they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to be the Nasi instead of him. This is like Haman and Perek Tfilas HaShachar, as the Gemara explains later. That's what Rashi talks about it now, because the Gemara doesn't talk about it too much later. They say, Yeim Darash ben Zema Mikrazeh. And that day, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became Nasi, ben Zema darshened this new limud, and this pasuk to teach you how we know that you say Yetzias Mitzrayim even at night. That's Rashi. So B'tzarach Bir, Fakti Rebbe, we need explanation in Der Shaychat Svishin Der Maimer Mitten Baal HaMaimer, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. What's the connection between what's being said here and the author, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? When the Shaychat Der Mit, was the Mishnah is Gezat Gevarim B'yayim, Adar B'kesher Mit Dem Yayim, Shenisman Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Lenasi. And the connection between that and what the Mishnah says. Oh, we have plenty of chairs.
I'm sorry for being late. Why?
It's too close.
Too close, okay. Yeah, but if you, he knows the Gemara in Shabbos very well.
You want to sit in the corner?
Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, so they challenged him, getting the Torah for the Yidden, and he said, "I'm afraid from the breath of their mouth."
Yeah, I mean, he's come, he comes back. So he's getting Gemara.
He doesn't want to put some mayones too much. Be careful. Okay.
Connection between
what's
said and who said it.
Yeah, so, and also now when it was said. Because the whole thing, it's not just he said it. I am 7 years old. Why? I am like 7 years old. Why am I like 7 years old? Because he grew. It's going to say, I guess Rashi doesn't go through the story. It's going to say, I was going to quote it later.
He said Zakan Bulot, Zakan Mosh.
He became like old. Yeah, he looked old. It was a miracle that he looked old in order that he should look worthy to and get the respect of not being a Nasi, even though he was only 18 years old. So this was the day that he became the Nasi. So what is the connection between the topic of the Mishnah, the actual substance of the Mishnah, and the day that Reb Elazar ben Azariah said it? Not just that Reb Elazar ben Azariah, but also the fact that he said it on the day that he became Nasi. The Mestaber Leimar makes sense to say, as we bother Reb Elazar ben Azariah hatzich aizah given in their sugi and teira in them tug ven erez givar Nasi, that since Reb Elazar ben Azariah was involved with the subject in teira, the day that he became the Nasi is thus from Bunan Midzayn Aveda als Nasi bi Yisrael. So it's connected with his Aveda as a Nasi bi Yisrael. This is, in other words, as a general, as Aveda of a Nasi. This must be connected with him as a Nasi. Okay, we could say him as a Nasi, Dafke, him particularly, but that actually we'll touch on that later. The main thing is first that the fact that he now became the leader of the Yidden, now suddenly this subject is very important. Just like there's a priority and obligation in the learning of Torah that's relevant to what the time is. If it's a certain Yom Tov, so you should learn. If you're going to learn, if you're going to pick up Shulchan Aruch, you should probably learn Hilchos Sukkah, Hilchos Lulav and Esrig. Maybe also Hilchos Yom Tov. Fine. Rather than Hilchos Dayanim or Hilchos Eidus or Shchita, all is good, but there's a certain importance, there's a certain priority to what's going on right now, and that's the same thing. Chitas, to learn, if you're going to learn Tanya or Chumash, first learn what you have to learn today, what's relevant for today, and then go on fly out to other things. We could say as alderach says benegia dem to yeder yidden. So the same thing applies to every single yid. Befrat bekashem et zayin limud atayra in the inyanim shazman shalei grama. If there is something going on in his life, then the learning of Torah, which is connected with this, which applies to this, he should give a preference to that. And also, since he said he's like 70 years old, what does it have to do with 70? 70 years. Dalit. And to explain this, in this Mishnah, it expresses the great advantage and praise of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why it's so important. Why it's so important. That's why we say it in the Haggadah, right in the beginning of the Haggadah. We want to show how fundamental Yitzias Mitzrayim is. Azeich lachrei v'yidin zayin areis from Mitzrayim. Even after v'yidin left Mitzrayim. Hot men dem chiyu from zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim kol yimecha. We have the obligation of mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim every single day of your life. Both in the day and at night, like Ben Zema says, and both in these times, and also in times of Mashiach, as the Chachamim hold. Because when Chassidus, we're not siding with one opinion here. We're using both. We're saying you learn from both. When Zema teaches us that Yitzias Mitzrayim even applies to Leilois, the dark times.
Right.
And in other words, a deep galus, and also an aveda, in a dark time when the need even in a person's life, and when he feels down, or when he is down, or when the situation is not good.
Why is such a holy thing? Why?
It didn't just happen.
Why do I care about being in slavery? I don't want to think about it. I want to think forward. That's one question. It says, right. Hey, Shebach, whatever talks about it, the men.
Right.
I don't know about bad times. In a way, what's like the answer?
So let's not get into that. No, why we eat an onion and mutter.
Why
we eat an onion, why we eat mutter, right. And then during the Seder. That's a little bit of a different discussion. Maybe we'll see. Maybe it's But the Yetzia, the actual Gula itself, that we have to apply always. We have to live with it. Every single day, and even at night, in other words, when it's at dark times, and even when it's bright, even when the time of the Yemei Mashiach, when we're living in an entirely different time, that Yetzias Mitzrayim pales, we still mention, we still apply, and we still learn and live with Yetzias Mitzrayim, the first Gula.
I think the answer to your question is that all the nisim that Hashem did for us.
That's what we got to remember this. I got the positive out of it. Okay, fine.
We get Muna because of Hashem did all the nisim for us.
So that's 100% true, and it's always good to start from the ground, simple, and that is in order to appreciate the Gula, we have to first feel what we went through.
But he also put
reminder.
Us there.
Who?
Hashem put us there.
Right. So we have to accept that.
It wasn't that we were there and he put us there to save us.
Right.
He set us all up.
Right.
All
right.
Right.
Well, maybe so. To fit it into the topic, I don't want to get carried away. But to fit it into the topic, we're saying that we even have to apply. This is a big theme. We even have to apply geula to leilois, to the night times, to the hardships. That means even when we're celebrating the geula, we have to remind ourselves what Laila is like, the bitterness, the hardships of Mitzrayim, and we have to apply the geula to those times as well. That even bipnimius, and as we said before, we already said last week, the pnimius of galus is the hardships of galus is the yirida in galus is only bichatzenius. Now the hardship is only bichatzenius, only external how we feel about it, but deep inside it's really geula. And so even when we're eating the onion, and we're eating, it's called karpasa, right? And eating the marar, right? And kalshik and drinking the red wine, because wine is freedom, but it's red. Why? Because of the blood. Even when we're doing that, when we're performing those parts of the Seder that bring out the trouble of Yidden and Galus, the suffering of Yidden and Galus, even that's part of Geula. Because we're bringing the Geula in there, we're showing that the primius of those aspects of Geula, the hardships on Geula, is really Geula. That's the whole, the general say there is a meal of Geula. We're celebrating, we're showing Geula. That's the general aura. But we're still fitting, we're sticking in bitter things. Why? Not just to remind us how bitter, it was bitter. But we want to show that the primius of those bitter times is really Geula. Okay. So we started saying how fundamental Yetzias Mitzrayim is. And that's why we have to apply it to all times, even in the dark times. The Tam of them is, the reason why it's so fundamental and so important, Val Yetzias Zechiras, Yetzias Mitzrayim, is a Yesayit Gadol V'amad Chazak V'Terasenu Avem Uva Abonu Aseinu. It's because, as the Chinuch says, that the going out of Mitzrayim is a big foundation, and a strong pillar in our Torah and our belief. It's not just something that happened and that we celebrate, but it's basically the basis of the entire Torah and our belief in Hashem. Then it was accomplished. It was achieved. The opening, the beginning of the process of Geula, or the concept of Geula. That's when the idea of Geula in our life of Yiddishkeit began. Why is Geula just? It's not just a good, great way to be redeemed, But as Yidden seinen Arais von dem Geder von Avdus und gewonnen b'nei Chayrin be'etzem. Yidden, as an identity, went out of the category of being slaves, of slavery, and now we became free, essentially free, intrinsically free. Avodai heim v'lei avadim la'avadim. We're Hashem's servants, we're free to be Hashem's servants, and not to be slaves for slaves. That we can, in other words, pulled away from, right? This,
no?
We shouldn't be limited in any way from serving Hashem. If we're serving Pada, we can't serve Hashem. If we serve any modern Pada, we can't serve Hashem. And this gula wasn't just a one-time thing. It affected always.
What ständig mean? Always? Ständig?
Ständig means always or constant, yeah.
Constant.
Oh, Bavaydus Adam.
Yeah,
like similar to ständig, yeah. Oh, Bavaydus Adam. And in the service of man, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Badaiti Yitziah, Fun der Nefesh Alikis, Fun Meitzarim Ugvulim. Yitzias Mitzrayim emphasizes going, this is spiritually, the exodus of the Nefesh Alikis from the limitations and bounds, from the Maisir Aguf, Unayilam Hazeb Bechlal, from the constraints of the body, and from the limitations of Ayilam Hazeb in general, which hides over the Nefesh Alikis. Und werden verbunden und vereinzigt mit dem Eberstein durch Teira und Mitzvahs. And become connected and one with the Eberstein through Teira and Mitzvahs. Und wie bald das ist. And this is a constant thing because we know we're always torn between our physical obligations, our pressures in our own life, personal life, and between sitting and learning or doing a mitzvah, doing a favor for someone, doing something holy, which you always think, what am I getting from this thing? I'm just going to sit and do nothing, learn or do a mitzvah. What? Well, I want to move ahead. I want to be able to make another dollar. I want to be able to do something that I have to do to make, you know, to get on life, to make life easier.
And the problem is, the older you get, the more you got the idea you're yet, and it's finished. You can't do no more what you want to do.
Right.
When you come 40, like the hour piece, you know what's up. You see me, we no longer try, you see? 10 years ago, you told me to sit down, whatever, listen, I'm just, this is it. All of us, look at this, like, all like, the older you get, we stuck to the magnet.
We find our priorities.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Especially such a magnet.
It's the bracha, this is it. It's the only thing to do. This everything comes from.
That's really where it is. But we don't. When we're young, we don't feel it.
Right.
We're so busy chasing.
Chasing, raising the kids, tuitions.
Yeah, we want to get things done. We don't just want to sit and, do something holy. We bow, das is an Indian kolony. In Gans Teiro und Yiddishkeit. And since this is a general Indian. In the entire Torah and Yiddishkeit, we have to mention this every single day. Not just mention it, but in every generation, every single day, a person has to mamish see himself, live through it. Like he's going out of Mitzrayim today. That's how important it is, in general it is. And in particular, there are three
levels. No?
Levels. Shlavim are rungs. Three stages. And levels, because stages means it's understood, self understood. When you go through stages, you go from level to level, higher and higher. Aleph. First, he talks about the simple, more obvious. In other words, the basic continuation of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to mention it every single day. Then says Meir Der Er Hashem, when the light of Hashem is shining. Vayikra Elokim La'or Yoyim Darf Bepasht. In other words, Darf Bepasht Zayin Der Lirais Es Atzmei Kilu Hu Yatsa Hayim Mitzrayim. Just like going out of Mitzrayim is light, is Geula. So now, when things are good now, I have to appreciate that this is a continuation of going out of Mitzrayim, so I feel it. It's more natural. It's more consistent. The reason why it's so light, why we have holiness now, it's all a continuation of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Torah, and therefore we have light now. It's wonderful.
The person waking up, it's also Yetzias Mitzrayim, specifically? You wake up only the light. You wake up in the morning from dead. You wake up, you sleep, you wake up. Ah,
that's right.
Tabach HaBoi, three children, everything.
We say, Baruch HaTashem, Mater Asurim.
Okay.
Yeah.
In a way. And you say Shema.
We wake up, it's day, we can daven, we serve Hashem. This happened.
And you also have to say Shema, because Shema is separate mitzvah mitzvah. You say the mitzvah, I'm talking mitzvah.
The truth is, you are. You wake up and you say, Rach to Shema.
It's Shema Yisrael, it's a whole parsha, it's a mitzvah.
That's right.
Now, remember, teach.
100%.
What? That's part of it.
Are you Yosef? I don't know. It's time to talk with Mitzrayim. But you say Shema.
That's the same. It's the same as the mitzvah of Shema B'chla. We say it twice. Once we say it in time, Vizman. And the next time, which is anyway, if you're diving at the 6:30, 7:30, or 8:30 minute, you'll probably say it. We're still within the Zman Kriya, over here in Miami. Within the Zman Kriya Shema. But the point is, you want to eat first. You want to be able to eat and have a coffee and okay, right? Before davening. So you can't do that before Shema. So you say Shema first.
What is Shema today? Tomorrow? 10 o'clock?
8 o'clock? I won't remember the show. Because we don't want the New York people to think that. That's our time. The Aveda for Nayidin, so what is gained from Meitzar Magvulim? We always have to go out of our boundaries. And so when things are smooth, we might not feel desperate. That's one thing. Okay, that's for that. But, okay, we're serving Hashem now. So we always have to climb higher. If you don't have anything really, really standing in your way, you don't have any real problems and obstacles, then why should you think that you shouldn't serve Hashem today? Why shouldn't you think you shouldn't climb higher and go out of limitations to a higher level in service of Hashem? No reason. The Yitzhar doesn't have a good excuse. Beis, nice if I have them. In addition to this, there's now a novelty. Even at night. From right, remember that. As a filu in zman from laila v'cheshach, even in the time of darkness, then it says nitmeir der er Hashem, when the light of godliness is not shining. It's a very dark, in a very dark situation. Biz a filu in dem laila from galus, even in the night of galus, can und darf euch sein yitzias Mitzrayim. There also has to be yitzias Mitzrayim. We can't think, oh, and now I'm in galus again. So forget yitzias Mitzrayim is long gone. That was for then. As long as Eden benefited from it, now we're under the communists. We have to hide in basements. It's very dangerous. People are taken to jail. People are getting shot, and it's just like Golos Mitzrayim again. So it only helped. Golos Mitzrayim was Gula of Mitzrayim. It was only temporary, maybe even for hundreds of thousands of years, but it didn't. It's not now. Now we're back in Mitzrayim. So there's no point in mentioning Yitzhias Mitzrayim. So the chiddush is no.
Go a step further in the Holocaust. Even, I don't think they want certain people,
Exactly.
Suffering.
We're back in there again. So why even talk about Yitzhias Mitzrayim? I don't feel Yitzhias Mitzrayim. It's even worse now. Gimel. So the chiddush is no. You don't have to say it. What's the reason? We don't have to. That's for later. Let the Rebbe explain later. Gimel, the Chachamim and Tuan Eif Nachmer. The Chachamim accomplish even more. As Kael Yimecha Yechos, Kael Naisif Eif Gantz Eilam Hazeh, Yimecha Yecha Eilam Hazeh, Eich Lohavi Lemesa Mashiach. That we mentioned the Yes Mitzrayim, not just during this time, this period, when we benefit at some point. However, explanation is, even Leilois, right? However, we explain that we benefit, that we still gain from Yes Mitzrayim. But even later, when you have Yemesa Mashiach, it's a much greater time, and you have a new Gula, a much greater Gula. And you have a much greater... the world is going to be at a different state, an entirely different plateau. And a different level of Gula will be... It's not just the one Gula that's going to be greater. All these wonders that are going to happen when Mashiach comes, like, can we say it's Chomei Yadzim Tzara Meran Reflais? But even afterwards, the whole situation is going to change, so who needs the old Gula? We have a new gula with a new situation. So the Rebbe now says, this last one, this third one, there's a double chiddush here. That's it. The Rebbe dissects it. What number one? This is dissecting the third one into two parts. A chiddush in dem din fun ezchiras yisias Mitzrayim. It's first of all, it's a chiddush in the din in mentioning Yitzhak Mitzrayim as their chiyuv, Yitzhak Mitzrayim call Yimei Chayecha Vazgeit if Yimei Chayecha Ba'ilam Hazeh B'zman Hazeh is Kael Yimei Mashiach, that the mentioning of Yitzhak Mitzrayim includes also the time of Mashiach. Bizas doesn't nichlal in them Zechiras Yitzhak Mitzrayim from Kael Yimei Chayecha and Ba'ilam Hazeh Far Yimei Mashiach. It's kind of deep. In other words, just like you have to mention Yitzhak Mitzrayim now, it extends to the time of Yemei Mashiach. It's not a new chiyuv. It's not a new, oh, now there's a new reason. When Mashiach comes, there's going to be a new reason to mention Yitzhak Mitzrayim. No. It's the same, the chiddush is dafka, that it's the same Yitzhak Mitzrayim, that the same way we appreciate it now, for whatever reason, we're supposed to appreciate it and mention it later when Mashiach comes. Whatever the reason is that we have to mention Yitzhak Mitzrayim now, whatever we appreciate now, the same reason we need to appreciate it even Yemei Mashiach, even when it's on a much greater level, we have a new geula that we experience then, we still, for the same reason that we appreciate Yitzhak Mitzrayim now, we're going to appreciate it and mention it later. In other words, you might think, hey, since it's a different situation, we have to find a new reason to mention Yitzhak Mitzrayim. No. It's the same. This is the same Yitzhak Mitzrayim. The same reason why we're appreciating Yitzhak Mitzrayim now, we need to appreciate it when Mashiach comes. The chiddush in them is not gresser, and there's even a greater chiddush over here. Number two, afal pi vas b'meis Mashiach in a matzav shal gula is lochayda nitshayach derin in front of zechiras hagula. Ich dann wenn man maske sein Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Even though, on the days of Mashiach, which is a matzav of Geula, l'chayra, we don't have to mention Geula.
Ein l'chura means no chura, yes chura. Ein l'chura, no yes.
Is l'chayra.
Is
l'chayra. Yeah, it is. Like in English, is l'chayra. It is. L'chayra, it doesn't make sense.
Is in a chiddush.
Doesn't seem, what?
Is not a Yiddish word.
What, ain?
It says is here.
It's English and Yiddish, we share the same word.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's
it is, though.
That's my question, yeah. That's right. It's very confusing. No, the Yiddish mixed me between the letters, mixed me with a mouse.
Yeah, that's one of the easiest words to teach kids.
Ain?
Yiddish.
Is.
Is.
This point is the same as before.
The word Zaindik, what was wrong, wasn't it?
Standing.
What does that mean?
It's continuing. It's in good standing. Standing.
Every time I learn 5 words, write it down and learn it. Nice. That's cool. I don't know if you wouldn't be as like a baby Rory.
Okay, this is what he's saying. Very simple. Sorry, you see the words and it doesn't hit you how simple it is. Here it is. Maybe you realized it. Mentioning Gula is when you mention something, you're mentioning something else. You're here, you're in a situation. And you have to mention, meaning mention is like remind. In Hebrew, it's the same thing. Zechira is mentioning and reminding yourself. Reminding yourself of Gula. What do you have to remind yourself? You're living the Gula. What do you have to remind yourself of the Gula? Don't mention it, just live, just enjoy life. This is Gula. Every minute of life is Gula. So when Mashiach comes, we're going to appreciate every minute. Right? Hashem will make sure of it. So we're appreciating the Gula. Why do we have to mention it? Mentioning is if we're not is like we're not there, but we have to apply it to here. What do we have to apply? This is Gula. Or Nachmer, even more. Afalpivas de Gula Hamitzvah Shlema is Shle Berech to Gulas Mitzrayim. Even though the Gula Hamitzvah Shlema is going to be much, much greater than Gulas Mitzrayim, incomparably greater. Zayin de Gagula Sheinachre Hagalos, because it's going to be at a level of Gula, which cannot have galus afterwards, not just won't be, but it can't have galus afterwards. Undemult v'zayin v'asiruch atumah avre min ha'aretz, Hashem will remove all spirit of impurity from the earth. The yitziyu gula shlema from alam etzarim gvulim. all of it, will be have an exodus and a redemption, complete redemption from all limits and bounds. Mashenken Gulas Yisias Mitzrayim is dark given Agulah Shiyashachar Agalos. Mashenken Gulas Mitzrayim was paled compared to that, because it was a Gula that had a Golos afterwards. Unita Gula Shlema, it wasn't a complete Gula of Azvarim Harash of Nafshis Yisrael Adayin Hayiv Takfay, because the evil even within the Jew was still strong. Like just like Mitzrayim, the city of Mitzrayim still existed and wasn't any better. Just didn't. I mean, a lot of people died, you know, and they were punished. And they were destroyed, Ibn Mitzrayim, right? But still, Mitzrayim was still a bad place. We have a mitzvah, we can't go back to Mitzrayim. Obviously, it's not a good place.
Even though the Rambam was...
He admits himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a whole discussion, and in fact, it's mentioned that the Rambam talks about the Rambam in the last two pages of the Sikha, how it's connected to the Rambam. And the Rebbe had to darf zayn ki baracham, that's what we had to escape. We had to fool Paroi. We had to tell him we're going out for 3 days. And even after all the makos, we didn't turn, Maisha didn't turn around and say, by the way, Parai, we're not coming back. He didn't have to do that. He still fooled him and said, we're going out for 3 days. No matter how much he had to force Parai, we still had to fool him. We had to escape. For that's vegan, maskini mitzias mitzrayim, ayich lemesa mashiach. Nevertheless,
Hashem hardened his heart, so what did it matter what we had, what he said, he could have done the MS.
Exactly, because we had to force Paroi anyways. That's what the author of asks in Tanya. Why did we fool Paroi anyways? Paroi wouldn't let us go.
Even if he knew the truth, it would harden his heart.
Right, and the only reason why he let us go is because he had no choice. He would have let us go for forever after Makas Bechayres. But we had to trick him. Why? Because Bepnimi Sanyanim. It's all Bepnimi Sanyanim. Because there's an evil, and we have to go away from the evil. So we have to fool the evil. Not just physically go away, but we have to steal the evils like Kenevas Das, like Yaakov did to Lavan. They couldn't know that we're going. We have to make sure they didn't know that we're going. That's how much we have to run away from the evil. Not just physically force them to let us go, but even to fool them that they should think that they shouldn't even know we're going. That's how you escape. What do you mean you escape? That they shouldn't know. Otherwise, not escaping. Right? If you beat up the guards and kill the king, right? And knock out the army and you walk out, that's not escaping. You conquered. You won the war. You won the fight. Escaping means that they shouldn't know I'm going. But that's why I'm asking you some time. One second. So in Avaida, this means that, you know, there's a saying, you can take the Jew out of Golos, but you can't take the Golos out of the Jew. Right? So.
Who said that?
I don't know. Now, that, when Mashiach comes, that's not going to be true. But the Gula of Mitzrayim was like that. That applies to Yitzias Mitzrayim. That we went out of Golos, but we couldn't take the Golos out. There was still evil within us that we had to. That was still strong, and that's why we had Sfira Saimer. So we had to tear ourselves away. Imagine we stayed in Mitzrayim. If there was any connection, physical connection, that we had in Mitzrayim, or even if we had made a deal with them. Listen, you know, we're going to go out. You know, in other words, if we shared an understanding with Mitzrayim, there would still be a connection. We negotiated, right? We negotiated, but we made a deal that we're going to have to keep. Like, you know, when you negotiate, you have to tell you the truth, right? You can't. That's not a fair negotiator. If we negotiated with Mitzrayim and we said, look, we're going to really have to go, and if you don't let us go, we're going to have to bring makis, and then we would tell them that we're going. So when there would be an understanding between, Mitzrayim let us go. They finally let us go for good. So then we have their permission that we can go for good, right? So then we have a connection with them. Oh, they let us go. So then there would still be a hold on their evil within them that would pull them back. And we know that they already had that, but it would be much more. So in order to separate that, we have to like totally escape, like just run away, get out of here. No deal with them, no negotiations, just get out of here. So in other words, so that's the weakness of Golas Mitzrayim, of Gulas Mitzrayim, right? The Yitzias Mitzrayim, that there was still the evil that existed, and it's very, very strong. We just went away from it. So deswegen, and in other words, and the Gula of Mitzvah Shlema is much, much greater. So why should we talk about such a minimal and weak Gula of Mitzrayim? So deswegen, as kinyan Yitzias Mitzrayim, ayich limeis Mashiach. Nevertheless, we mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim, even Mashiach comes. There's going to be some kind of an advantage. We still didn't get to it yet. But there's some kind of advantage, something special about Yitzias Mitzrayim, that even when Mashiach comes, we can appreciate the original Yitzias Mitzrayim. That, and it's so fundamental that even when Mashiach comes, we'll still fall back and appreciate the Yitzias Mitzrayim. Even now, when we have Gula, we're still going to want to mention the originality of Gula, Yitzias Mitzrayim, the way, way, way back, thousands of years ago, when it all started. We're going to go back there and say, wow, that's amazing. No matter how great the Gula now is, even in the future. In other words, imagine we're...
So we always
we should be imagining Mashiach came already, right?
We always going to mention Gula Mitzrayim. Even the ultimate Gula, we always mention it started off Mitzrayim.
Right, so it's a double chiddush. What's it? Chiddush is not chiddush number one is what I just said. That even when we have Gula, so why mention it? No, we're going to be mentioning the beginning of the Gula. Dafka Yitzias Mitzrayim. And not only that, even though the Gula of Yitzvah Shlema is much greater, not just the state of Gula, but the actual Gula is so much greater. The act, the event of Gula, is so much greater that it wipes out any possibility of Golus afterwards. Any evil and Ruach HaTumah in the world ceases to exist. So the Gula of Mitzrayim wasn't such a great event, wasn't such a great accomplishment. Nevertheless, we're going to look back and we're going to mention that and say, wow, there's something still special about that.
Something besides just gratitude.
It's an Aveda. Now we're talking on the simple level, gratitude and appreciation.
Right.
But that represents an Aveda, right?
Logically, so far we're still working way out of logic.
Logically,
it would be the level of Gula, or the level of gratitude. That even then, you say, so this is what the beginning was.
Logically, it's saying, the beautiful wife that I'm married now in Gula, I met her back at the party over here, in Galus. That's what it is. The Fountain Bloom getting married, I met her at the club, and whatever it is. That's what I'm trying to tell you. In a way, that's how you connect it in a way of love and harmony for the rest of your life.
I
met my wife in Cronice, now we live in
Not just the first time you met, but maybe 10 years before that, you happen to have seen her somewhere.
Well, something like that, I don't know.
That's a nice emotional.
That's a emotional.
That's a romantic.
That's what you're telling me in a way.
But that's like, okay, it's beautiful, it's wonderful. But here it's an Aveda. That's what Yitzchak is trying to get to. It's not just appreciation, but there's an Aveda there. That a Chiddush, in other words, as much as the Chiddush of the Gula Sida is compared to the Yitzias Mitzrayim, but there's still a Chiddush in the Yitzias Mitzrayim that we need to apply forever. Right. Forever. That's no matter how great it's going to be, it ever will be, there's always a Chiddush in the Aveda, or in the accomplishment of the Golas Mitzrayim, that was accomplished then, versus what's going to happen later.
It's a Gula.
It's another Gula.
We became here from here. That's our Gula. That's happiness. You'll be so happy, but we started off there to become here.
Okay.
It says
in Chassidus that it's okay to say it now because I'm not taking away from later. Psichas HaTziner, the beginning, the opening of the pipe, the opening of the channel of Geula started with Yitzias Mitzrayim. Without Yitzias Mitzrayim, we could never have had any Geulas later. Just like the Geulas of Mitzrayim began all the Geulas later.
That's exactly what I wrote down just now.
Good. But here, the Rebbe is obviously...
The
Rebbe is building on that much, much more, as we'll see. Last paragraph. And since then, we will mention Yitzias Mitzrayim as a raya as does it to live at Hayeles. It's a proof that it's also to achieve something. In other words, not just that there is a chiddush, something special and greater about that, but there's actually an achievement that's going to help us and achieve something. Even in the greatest times of Gula Asida, the zechira, the mentioning of Yitzias Mitzrayim will bring some kind of achievement in the Aveda then. to live der Meile in dem Chidush was is jetzt Mitzrayim vet Eiftan Eich Damot. Because of the advantage and the novelty that Yitzias Mitzrayim back that was back then will continue and will then in that era will accomplish even then, as we will explain later. In other words, it was accomplished with Yitzias Mitzrayim up until now, and which can be described in more than one way, and there's definitely at least one of those ways will really play out later. When Mashiach comes, we're going to notice, or we're going to recognize that achievement, the davka, the achievement that happened by Yitzias Mitzrayim, which will continue later. In other words, by the Gulam Tzva Shleima, that has its own achievement. Like we just said, there's going to be no more Golus afterwards, there won't be any evil, totally eradicate evil and Tumah. But there was something that happened by Yitzias Mitzrayim, which was davka done then, and it was a done deal then, it was accomplished then, right? It was a one-time accomplishment, an event that happened then, and it will help us later on. It will carry through and always be appreciated even when Mashiach comes. Because that chiddush is not going to happen when Mashiach comes. When Mashiach comes, it's going to be a different chiddush. That original chiddush is going to continue and is going to help us. It's going to, in other words, it'll bring greater accomplishment and greater achievement in the Gula Matzva Shleima. Safka from Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Yitzias Mitzrayim will bring a greater kind, a new kind, a unique type of accomplishment with even within the Gula of Yimei Mashiach. To be continued.
Okay, so the last part and the last part. You said right now, the Mashiach, before that, what are you saying? The last thing that we're saying
is that the reason why we're going to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, even when Mashiach comes, is because there was a unique accomplishment that occurred by Yitzias Mitzrayim. That was a one-time accomplishment, of course, forever. That's not going to happen again.
Nice.
We're not going to need that. That was a one-time accomplishment that endures forever. And we will need that accomplishment even when Mashiach comes. Because when Mashiach comes, other chiddushim will happen. Other gulas will happen. Other accomplishments will take place. But the original accomplishment of Yitzias Mitzrayim was unique, that will endure, that even will apply very, very much, will be very, very, very relevant, and will contribute greatly to the Gula, to the final Gula. Amongst all the achievements of the Gula, the unique achievements of Gula Mitzvah Shleima, we will still
appreciate
the contribution that started already from Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because that happened once. In other words, it began once and endures forever.
Right.
And we're always going to be appreciating, and we're always going to be benefiting from that unique accomplishment.
So without this, when it comes to the ultimate part.
Obviously, yes, Messiah. There was a chiddush then that's not going to happen later. It will continue later. It's not a new chiddush later, because that other chiddush will happen later. We're basically, when HaMashiach comes, we'll be benefiting from all the chiddushim at the same time. And each gula has its own chiddush, which will play together when Mashiach comes.
So this is part of the reason why in Shmona Esrei we say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, because each one opens another different type of tzinor, and you know, the passing through the dress and all those types of things. It's like a, you know, something that's also, we're not just saying Elokei Avraham. We're not just, you know, making a point of just one type of
way of serving, one midah.
I mean, right. I mean, if we're talk about Mitzrayim, we're say Avraham Avinu. You know, talk about holding back, or say Yitzchak Avinu.
Right.
Talk about inculcating everything together, Yaakov Avinu.
Right. Each one had his own avaida, his own kind of accomplishment, and the same thing applies to all the gula. In fact, I think the gula of Mitzrayim. How do you say it? Well, the gula of Mitzrayim had to do with Avram, right? The gula of
the gulas of the Torah had to do with Avram,
and the gula also, obviously.
I mean, the Midrash says Avram was given choices regarding what's going to happen to the next generations,
right?
And he agreed to Golas,
right? Okay.
It's a tough decision.
But it was for the Gula, especially in the context of the Rebbe Sicha. So, yeah, and the first Beis HaMikdash was, I think, was Chus Avram. It had to do with Avram. Avram called it.